Do you suffer from chronic knee or hip pain and find yourself inactive as a result? A rehabilitation program known as Escape Pain is helping osteoarthritis sufferers deal with their daily symptoms through unique education and exercise classes. Professional Escape Pain instructors at the Bilton Health and Wellbeing Hub are trained to help sufferers reduce the need for surgery, as well as make them less reliant on medication and increase their self-confidence. We found out more from one of the course organisers and heard how it changed the life of Jill Quinn, an osteoarthritis sufferer who has recently attended the course.
I'm Louise Lowe and I'm the course deliverer. The course is called Escape Pain. It's an evidence-based programme that we deliver. It's endorsed by NICE, which is the National Institute of Health and Care Excellence. So it's been through clinical trials and has proven results. It's a 6-week course with 2 sessions per week, and ideally you need to attend each session to get the maximum benefits. The Harrogate programme is part funded by Sport England as part of their active ageing funding, and we run it in conjunction with North Yorkshire Sport at the Bilton Health and Wellbeing Hub. The results are it's escape pain, so we're not saying that we can cure your arthritis symptoms. What we're saying is, and what we're finding certainly is, that we can help you live with them better and manage them better. And part of the course includes education, which takes you further than the 6 weeks. It takes you through the rest of your life, hopefully.
I'm Jill Quinn and I attended the course. I'd reached the stage, I have one knee I'm actually waiting for a replacement, and the other knee is sort of following on. So I was in a pickle, a right pickle, and I'd stopped normal daily activities. I couldn't do any housework. I was literally going from seat to car to bed. I put on a couple of stone in weight because I wasn't moving, and it was really affecting my life. And when I turned up for the course, I actually arrived on sticks. I was walking with crutch, either one on a good day or both crutches on a bad day. And actually after the first session, not because of anything physical, but because of the learning in that first session and the kind of encouragement, I arrived at the second session without a stick, because I knew that actually I had to just go through this process. It just changed everything for me. It doesn't get rid of the pain totally, but you learn to manage it. That's part of it. So that was good. I had no idea that you had flare-ups with osteoarthritis. I thought that was only with rheumatoid arthritis. I realise now you do, and then you manage them, and then you carry on. I thought every time something awful happened or the pain got worse, I needed to do less. Actually, I probably needed to do more. So I was in a bad cycle. And then there was the peer support. So I arrived and was really honest with the group when I arrived. I was feeling really emotional. I was right on the edge. I needed my new knee, and I just felt, you know, I was almost at the stage where I wasn't going to leave the house. So I was able to share that. And actually part of the fun was the niggles that we could share. And that was encouraging. And having Louise there to guide us and occasionally tell us, you know, no, you can do it. It's just the whole thing. It's just like a wraparound support. And I haven't stopped. So I was really sad when the 6 weeks ended. I wish I could do it every week. But I find myself now walking, sitting down less. I can do the housework again, which is not so clever, but so I'm back to all that again. Yeah, incredible. And I will be having a new knee. I do wonder if I'd known about this a year ago, maybe a bit more, I probably could have staved off the operation maybe. And my plan is that I maybe won't have my other knee done.
And what would you say to people hearing this or reading about it on the website who's struggling themselves? What would be your message?
Just go. That's what I would say. What have you got to lose? In fact, the way I sum it up is you can either sit around putting on weight and not doing anything and be in pain, or you can move and have your life back and be in a little bit of pain that you can manage. So the choice is clear. I could have done with this a year ago. I wish when I'd been to see the consultant or my GP that they'd referred me in. I can't understand why there isn't a waiting list for it.
We're just about to start the 5th session. This is the first one we're doing an evening session. The others have been during the day. So we're starting on Tuesday, June the 11th. It's about an hour and a half. It's because we comprise education with the physical activity, and we start at 6:45, and then Fridays at 5:30.
Thanks again to both Louise and Jill for speaking to us about the Escape Pain course, which will continue at the Bilton Health and Wellbeing Hub throughout June and July. To find out more about the course and how it can benefit you, contact staff on 01423 226303 or visit their website at yorkshirevenues.org.uk/venues and click on the Bilton Health and Wellbeing Hub.